Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Wow, we got a full house.
Yeah.
Sitting around the penis-shaped table, Gandhi.
Hi.
There's Dave Brody.
Hello.
There's Skiri.
Yep.
And there's Garrett.
Right.
And Danielle.
Hello.
And Straight Nate. And my husband, Alex.
Hello.
Hey.
Your husband.
It's weird saying that. I'm still not used to that.
Is it still funky?
I'm sorry?
I said, is it still funky?
What does that mean?
To say husband.
It is funky.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, how are you doing it?
I'm fine.
The husband thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Okay.
Alex,
you were disgusting last night.
I was.
Let me tell you,
all those college boys.
Yeah, so we went out to Forlini's, and so as Brody calls it, I came in today with the Forlini's flu.
Wasn't me.
You're the one that brought it up. Yeah.
I did bring it
so
up.
So you have to have the credit.
You
for
take
that,
credit
for the rest
for that
of
one.
Life.
So we went out and we had a lot of fun. And actually, I paced myself last night. Every other drink for a while was water.
That's a good way to do it. Yeah.
For, so a while,
for a while.
And then so the NYU hockey team, who knew they had a hockey team at NYU? They all came in, 60 of them.
60. Yeah.
And so 60 of them?
So yeah. Alex says, let's buy them all shots.
Oh, I went, okay.
So we bought 3 bottles of Patron, and we went around with the bottles just pouring it in everybody's mouth.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Sounds like a good time, though.
Oh, yeah.
It was. It was a good night to be a hockey player.
Was it post-game? Like, did they just come back from a game?
No.
All right.
No.
Because they smell after a game. That's the worst smelling athlete ever.
Yep. It's true. You know, Garrett, you're right. Hockey players, they sweat so much, and they don't clean their equipment and their uniforms.
Nope.
And so their body.
And their bodies. They stink.
Oh,
we were
so
having
gross.
That conversation
they didn't smell
last night.
Last night.
Yeah, no, we sniffed them. We sniffed them all. Anyway, so our special guest is Alex here. Let's move on beyond hockey players. So, Gandhi, how was your Super Bowl weekend?
I had a great weekend. It was pretty low key until last night, and then we went out and had a really good time. I was actually out with Sam and Andrew, and I told you I saw Sam's ugly side, which is anything competitive with Sam. She turns into a crazy person.
What brought that out?
She brought a game to the bar where we were watching the Super Bowl because she wanted to play the game, which seemed all innocent at first. But then when you start to play a game with Sam, she just, man, the claws come out. She gets nuts. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen because she's so sweet.
Yeah.
You know, Sam is very competitive. And yeah. We've learned that from her boyfriend. Will says the same thing.
Yeah.
Don't play a game with her. She gets nasty.
It's nasty. And I was laughing, especially because it's just so much sweeter to beat somebody when they're like that.
Yeah.
And they were losing so bad. It was great. I'm sorry, Sam.
We actually went to a game night on Friday night. Mm-hmm. So first it was, remember I went into the escape room.
Mm-hmm.
But after the escape room, we did like a family game night challenge. So it's an actual game room show place.
What?
And it's like you're in a room and it's like you're in a real game show. So half of the you're in a, it's awesome.
Oh my god, where is this?
Oh my gosh, it's at the mall, Palisade Center Mall.
I want to go to this.
It's awesome. So we played a Family Feud. Oh, then we did like the drawing game. What is that?
Win, lose, or draw?
Something like
Pictionary
that. Pictionary. We did a beer pong type of a game.
Ooh.
We did a cup stacking game.
See, this sounds fun.
We had to put a bowl between our legs and like get it over to us.
Yeah.
It was
like
so
last night.
Much fun.
It sounds like you were just stuck in Spencer Gifts.
No, it was awesome. We honestly had the best time. I have not laughed that
Take me.
Hard.
Take me so next time.
You
Let's
should
go.
Come.
What's up there, Straight Nate?
Talking about games that you've played and somebody's not a very good player or bad sport about it. I remember playing. Have you guys ever played Stratego?
Yes.
Board games?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
My brother Matt would always beat me. I think we were like 10 or 11, 12 when
Did
we were playing.
He
was just good at the game and he beat me every single time and I took it. You know, I learned as we went along. And then finally, I was about to beat him and he knew it and he takes the board, throws it against the wall.
Oh, boy.
And that was the last time we ever played.
That's the best way.
They say, I don't want to play anymore.
It's either I win or no, I win.
Yeah.
Threw it against, I haven't played since. I loved that game, and I haven't had anybody
Stratego.
To play with.
Stratego.
I'll play you. I had a friend named Mark who played that game against me. What it is, it's like a war game. So your pieces face you, and their pieces face them.
Right.
So if you have like a private, and they have a general, and they meet, they win. It's like chess.
Yeah.
But he would just say to me, what do you have? I go, it's a private. He goes, oh, yeah, I beat that. And I would take his word for it. And then I found out later he was lying. Whatever piece he had, he just go, yeah, I beat that.
But isn't that, you know, is it okay in life to cheat every once in a while?
No, that says so much about you. If you have to cheat at a board game where there's not even money on the line, like there is nothing to gain except you're
I
won.
But wait,
you're
hear me out.
Yeah.
So let's say you're going to college and you have a tough professor.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, okay. You blow your professor for a better grade.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't it like one of those things in life? You got to learn how to like things to get ahead.
To get ahead.
I don't think that's lying though. I think that's being strategic. Because if I would have known how far you could get by doing that, man, I'd be in a different
strategic.
Place in my life.
Strategic. Is that the game you were playing with your friend, Nate?
So, Brody, how was your Super Bowl?
It was okay. I ended up watching it alone, only because my wife went out for her birthday.
Right.
One of my kids is at college. The other two, one was upstairs watching reality shows, and one went to a party. So I'm like, my two daughters that have a chance to watch are not watching. How depressing. Then about a half hour into the game, my daughter calls me from upstairs and starts screaming, this is awesome! She was watching the game.
But without you?
Well, no, I joined her.
Right.
I then joined, and my middle daughter called me and said, oh my God, you got to explain this. This is awesome. So as it turned out crappy to begin with, two of them were actually watching the game.
I love that.
Oh, that's good.
I got to tell you, I love the game last night.
Yeah,
and I love the halftime.
Game.
I thought everything from beginning to end.
It was a great game.
It was just a great night on Fox. It was fantastic. Yeah. What about you, Alex? How was your night?
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
Hanging out with those college boys.
Oh, stop.
I think I might go back to college.
Yeah.
And play hockey?
Yeah.
Good luck with entrance exam.
Gandhi has a strategy for you.
I do.
What?
A way to get ahead in life.
You know.
So, birthday boy, how was your, Scary, how was your weekend? How was your Super Bowl night?
It was great. Celebrated it at a bar with some friends. You know, it really was a Super Bowl party first. And then, you know, my birthday just came in. They wheeled in a cake during halftime. And I was just a little upset because I didn't get to hear the sound. That's the downfall of watching the game at a bar. You don't get the sound of the commercials.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They did turn it way up for the halftime show, you know, and for the play calling and stuff like that. But a DJ was starting to spin in between during the commercials. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So I saw some visuals. I didn't hear much audio.
What's that?
It's Scary with sparklers.
Oh, yeah, cool. It's a video of Scary with sparklers.
Well, they brought out the sparklers, you know, with
and you couldn't see the game either, apparently, too, with the sparklers.
There was a couple of bottles.
Oh,
and,
that's
know,
so douchey.
I didn't ask for it. That's the thing. I didn't ask for it. It was very nice, though.
Scary was just talking about the commercials. I saw a commercial last night, and I want to get the new Hummer.
Oh, no, the electric Hummer.
No. Yeah, the electric Hummer.
You're not getting a Hummer.
Why?
Because it's
like a tool shed on tire.
I always wanted one.
Because
and then they went away, and now they came back, and now it's electric. I want a Hummer.
Only people who wear Ed Hardy drive. Oh, that's right, you wear Ed Hardy.
Yes, until Danielle made fun of me that time at Jingle
Remember
Ball.
That? The night you met Alex for the first time, he was wearing Ed Hardy. Yeah. And everyone was like, that jacket's the star of the show.
I threw away my underwear, my jacket, everything.
You're not getting a Hummer.
She made fun.
I will not ever live with a guy.
I'm about to tell you something about a Hummer. I always felt that people that get Hummers are missing something.
Yes, he is.
And they're making up for it.
Oh, you're
making
up for it. I'm not missing anything.
I'm hearing a different conversation.
Big trucks, too.
Alex, if you want a Hummer, just look, find the hockey team.
Garrett, how was your Super Bowl night?
I had about 10 neighbors come over, and we just drank until about the fourth quarter, and then we all thought the Niners were going to win, so we're like, oh, screw it.
Yes.
Yeah. But did you know Scary cheated on his diet yesterday?
No. Scary. Good for you.
I had no choice. I had to have a bite of my own cake.
Good for you.
Okay.
That's okay.
All the bad things actually, right there in one slice.
I see your face getting thinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, thank you so much.
I mean, you still have your
that.
Tire around your midsection, but you're good.
How much longer do you have to go?
Another 2 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah. You look great.
No,
thank you.
He really does look good.
I'm down 23 pounds.
Now, is it true when you lose weight, it makes your penis look larger?
Mm. Yes. That's Dr. Oz said that you gain the optical inch for every 30 or 40 pounds.
You, yeah, that would be four. Being the keyword, yeah.
So, yeah. No, that's. I remember him saying that. I was, you know, it's ingrained in my head.
Is it ingrained in your head?
Yeah.
The optical rest of it. Inch?
Yeah, no, it's more, it's more of a reason to try and lose more.
So, Danielle, you had a great Super Bowl night, right?
Oh, we had so much fun. It was a lot of fun. We won $250, which
is
good.
Did we win any money?
No.
And we lost everything.
We had lots of food, lots of drink. And it was very relaxing. We just had a couple of people over. It wasn't crazy. And it was just nice. I shopped online a little bit too.
We ate all that Forlini's food. Oh,
it was good.
They kept bringing it out. And, you know, and all those college boys, they were going to the buffet. They had a buffet in the back. I never went back there. But they would come out with a plate with a mountain of food.
Oh.
Like, if you're in college and you have free food, you're going to mountain it up.
Oh, no, yeah. You have to. You can't afford anything.
It's delicious.
Growing boys.
Can I tell you the one thing I miss about living in California?
What's that straight name?
When you watch the Super Bowl, it starts at 3:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And then you're done, 8 o'clock, you get home. You can still sober up if you need to.
Oof. Who wants to do that? Hey, were you mad at me for coming in kind of drunky today?
No.
I think we had a good show.
No. Yeah, I thought it was a good show.
Am I really a pain in the ass when I'm a little drunky?
No, this is great. I think the listeners really loved it too, especially. I mean, yeah. I saw so much love on the text messages.
I think it depends who you are, how you answer that question. Because for us, it was great, right? But for Nate, I saw his hair. Looked like his hair was getting pulled out of his head. Because he has a job he has to do.
I know, but it's radio. It's not like
radio. I know. I just wanted to make sure you didn't say anything wrong.
You only had to hit the dump button once with me.
Right at the beginning.
When I said the word fuck. What did I say?
You said fuck.
Yeah.
But then you followed it up with shit. You said fucking across the fucking line.
I said, oh my God, fuck. Oh shit. Hit the dump button. Yeah.
And you were cursing about sports.
I know.
Yeah, it was great.
Who knew?
So I was fine up until that moment. I'm like, oh, I guess I should be paying a little bit extra attention today. But other than that, I thought we had a great show.
That was the opening.
Yeah, thanks.
All downhill from there, baby.
I had a really great night last night. I love that game. And you know, I'll tell you why. I'm not a huge sports fan, but I do appreciate the 49ers, and I appreciate Kansas City. Uh-huh. I appreciate Patrick Mahomes. I appreciate things a little more this year than I have in Super Bowls past.
Well, that's good.
And so it was a great game. In halftime, oh, I got to tell you, everyone was a little surprised at how great Shakira was.
She was amazing.
Shakira. And J-Lo is, of course, perfect.
She's 43, Shakira.
Yeah, everyone's talking about J-Lo being 50, which is great, but Shakira's not that far behind. Nope. At 43, she's looking amazing, too.
They're aging in reverse. They're like Benjamin Buttons.
Yep. Nate, explain the picture I sent you about J-Lo. Oh,
this is a very good point. So, you know, J-Lo is how old, Danielle?
51 or 50?
50. Okay. 50. So, one of my favorite shows, The Golden Girls, Rue McClanahan, who played Blanche Devereaux, when she started that show, she was 50 years old. And so,
wow.
Look at this.
But that's a different era.
How is that how is that possible?
It's a different era.
How is that possible?
Different era.
They're basically the same age.
Different body type.
And she looks like my great-grandmother. Not even my grandmother, my great-grandmother. Like, how old?
You know, Rue McClanahan, whatever her name was, she was a beautiful lady. Yeah. Why
no,
are you,
I'm
are you
not
shaming
arguing
her?
That. I'm
why
not,
are you shaming her?
Elvis, I'm not arguing that. You know I like really, older ladies. I'm into that. But how is that? How is that the same age? I just don't get that.
Even my kids were sitting there last night, like my 14-year-old, he was like, how old is she? I'm like 50.
I know, look,
like,
I'm 55 and I look like shit. There are so many 55-year-old guys who look much more handsome than
me. But she doesn't drink. She doesn't do anything she's not supposed to do.
Speaking
she
of drinking, look who just walked in.
Oh, Uncle Johnny. Oh,
Johnny. He's wobbling.
He's
still wasted.
Hello, lady.
Are
you still wasted?
I was downstairs. Everybody knows me down there. I said, 10 years, I don't have a card to get upstairs.
We're doing the podcast right now. You're on.
Oh, good. Anyways.
Yes.
I met this guy coming up with
into
the woman
microphone.
Who
yeah,
works.
Speak into the microphone.
The woman who works here. And
there's a woman who works here?
Well, she's in the other side. She said, Uncle Johnny, how are you? I said, fine. Anyways, she was waiting on somebody that came, and he sells wine. And I said, oh, great. He goes, Uncle Johnny, I have something in here for you, maybe. He says, because I sell wine. I said, well, good, because I'd like you to come into the station. I want to do a wine tasting one morning.
Of course you do. Another reason to get drunk. Well, where did he give you a bottle? A sample?
No, he's over there in the other side of the building, wherever they are.
This is okay. This has been the most interesting story, by the way.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Good morning. Yeah.
Hey. Hi, Uncle Johnny. Uncle Johnny, how was your Super Bowl night? That's what we're talking about.
That was, Super Bowl was last night?
Yes, yes.
No, it was wonderful. I really was. I'm glad that the Chiefs won.
Excellent. Good. You actually know who won?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
I knew because I was running around and they had all these TV shows on and I was looking for my hair.
I got to tell you,
show Nate this picture.
We were passing Uncle Johnny's hairpiece around to all the hockey players. We only have like 30 seconds.
I don't think you're getting that hair back.
Oh my God, how did you do that?
What?
So
what is it? Tell us.
Blanche
quickly.
From the Golden Girls used to go to Stonewall, and she's friends with Tree. So used to go and drink with her.
Oh my God! Look how young you are in that picture.
And I know. I was a porn star back then.
Show Danielle how hot you were.
Nate is so jealous.
Damn.
My husband used to be hot.
He's still hot.
All right, the music's coming up. It's time to end the podcast. Have a nice day.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.